Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Mez.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oop, Jake Biquette from Arkansas.
Okay.
If they pick a Z receiver, it's going to be Aaron Dobson out of Marshall.
The New England Patriots select Aaron Dobson, wide receiver, Marshall.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, wow!
What does that mean, Maz? Is that good or is that bad?
Oh, I heard rumors about him.
What kind of rumors?
That he was on their radar.
With the 67th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, your New England and my New England Patriots select Jimmy Garoppolo.
Trey Flowers out of Arkansas.
Number 101 overall, the New England Patriots select Trey Flowers.
God!
Cyrus Jones from Alabama.
Oh, Nick Saban connection.
He's projected as a fourth-round pick.
With the 60th selection, the New England Patriots select Cyrus Jones.
Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, God.
North Carolina State projects as a fourth-round pick.
If his name's Jacoby, he's soft.
That guy has no shot.
The New England Patriots here at number 91, Jacoby Brissett, a quarterback.
Isaiah Wynn from Georgia.
With the 23rd pick, the New England Patriots select Isaiah Wynn, tackle, Georgia.
Hakeel Harry?
Oh, N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal?
The New England Patriots select N'Keal Harry, wide receiver, Arizona State.
Jojuan. J-O-E-J-U-A-N. Jojuan Williams from Vanderbilt.
I think it's Jawan.
Looks like it's Jojuan.
The champs select Juwan Williams, DB, Vanderbilt.
All right, welcome back. Felger and Maz, it's that time of year. We're going to start it a little earlier than we normally do because, again, we need the content. I'm coming to you from my backyard. Maz coming to you on remote as well. Big Jim Murray in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Usually we're chucking markers at each other across the studio, but times being what they are, this is what I've been reduced to. The woods got the camera in the backyard. This is my daughter, Tess. Are we coming through? Are we up? Can you see us?
Yeah,
we can see you. Yep, looks okay. Great.
All right, I've got my two draft magazines. I got the Lindy Sports Pro Football Draft 2020, and I got my Athon. We're going to chuck at three guards. We're going to start with guards. We'll get the biggest, fattest, most boring players out of the way. We'll hit three guys, and then we'll come back and discuss them. Okay, Maz, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's roll.
Okay, Tess, we're going to hit one on the first page. Let her rip. Chuck it. Okay? Don't be afraid, girl. Hit it. Ah, okay. That's one of them.
Top left.
Yep, Ben Brendanson from Michigan. We'll get back to him in a second. Okay, that was the big one. Ben Brendanson of Michigan. Let's go page two, Tess, all right? Let her rip again. Don't be shy there, girlfriend. Go! You missed. That's not good. Come on.
Atta girl.
Hit it. Hit it. Oh, that's horrible. Hit the magazine. Okay, there we go. We got one. We got down here the whoever this guy is. Hold on one second. Okay, Solomon Kinley from Georgia. Okay.
Oh, we like them.
Oh, we do? Oh, yeah.
another
Georgia
guard
guy.
From Georgia.
Another fat guy from
Great.
Georgia.
All right, here's page. So this is my Athon guide. Okay, Tess, you got to hit something on this page here. Hit it. Okay. Feels like, you got something there. Okay.
All right. Good job, Tess.
Calvin Throckmorton. That's it. We're done. Good job. Okay. He made a little bit of a mess. Let me get set back up here on the camera, and we'll discuss. Thanks, Wood. Good job, kid. There's the Wood.
I can't wait till we get to the scouting reports. But the Patriots have had, I mean, depending on what you would define as good success, they have had plucked some guys from Georgia, right? Isn't Andrews a Georgia guy, too?
Yeah,
that's
David
right.
David Andrews went to Georgia, right?
Yep.
And obviously Isaiah Wynn, the original fat kid from Georgia.
Well, Maz, you want them drafting a guard, huh?
Well, I said, wait a minute. I said, I want an interior lineman. Ideally, I want a center who can play guard or vice versa. So I just think there's a major need there because I'm worried about Andrews.
Okay. Well, here we go. Here are the guys that we picked. First is Ben Brendison.
Best Patriots coverage in the business.
Now, what are you making an allusion to there?
Isn't that William Bendenson on the midday show every once in a while?
Yeah, you got to explain to people what it is. Ben Bredesen. Bredesen. He's from Michigan. He is, according to Lindy's, the top guard on the board. Okay?
Oh.
The other magazine has him way down, but this is the top guy on the board. A third-team All-American in 2019 with 46 career starts and multiple honors at Michigan for his toughness and academic success. Bredesen, I got to figure out how to pronounce this name, is a strong bet to be a first-round pick, voted a two-time team captain and three-time All-Big Ten selection. Bredesen did not allow a sack or quarterback hit in 451 offensive snaps as a senior. How about that?
Wow.
Pretty good.
Did not allow one hit on the quarterback. All right. Strengths.
Well, I like his initials.
He's a boulder on roller skates, Maz, with a blocky, thick, square frame.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, I like my block is to be blocky.
He moves well on light feet, eager to hit something. He has terrific initial quickness and agility, easily sliding laterally to mirror pass rushers or to adjust late to blitzes and stunts. He's light enough on his feet to consider at tackle, using short, quick steps to remain square and in front of opponents without risking a loss of stance or loss of balance. Excuse me.
Does it say how tall he is?
Yeah. He is 6'4", 325. They need a little bit more size there. Boy, 6'4", that's big for a guard, eh?
Yeah.
So maybe he's
eager
an inside tackle and they put the fat kid from Georgia on the inside.
And eager to hit something. He's a meathead.
Okay, so weaknesses. He's a better football player than athlete. Yeah, well, who needs an athletic guard? Better football player. Yeah, better football player than athlete. He gains ground efficiently with short, choppy steps, but tops out quickly and possesses just average speed for the position. Slightly shorter than some teams would prefer, 6'4". Played exclusively at left guard for Michigan, raising questions about projecting him to other positions in the NFL. Okay, so put him on the board. Ben Bredesen.
Yeah, choppy steps, Felga. He runs like he swims.
Okay. Here comes another one. Solomon Kinley. Kinley, yeah, from Georgia. Another 6'4", 335-pound guy. Kinley has a relentless motor and a mean streak that offensive line coaches will love. Do the Patriots have an offensive line coach?
No, not currently.
No, they don't have a line coach. Okay, so presuming the Patriots get one of those, they should like him because he has a relentless motor. Yo, listen to this. Oh, these write-ups are so dumb. Oh, God. He plays to the echo of the whistle, Maz.
Echo.
He doesn't just play to the whistle. He waits for that thing to echo before he stops.
Yeah, he gives it 110. He's got a motor.
He plays to the echo of the whistle. Hey, he keeps a good base underneath him in the run game, and his first punch is violent. Keeps his eyes up in pass protection and typically does a good job at picking up interior stunts. Solomon Kinley's weaknesses. Occasionally relies too much on his powerful frame and loses technique. He tends to be slow, dragging his big frame to get to linebackers on the second level.
Uh-oh, okay. A fat klutz.
Coaches love a mean streak, but he can get hot-headed and lose his cool against opposing defenders. Mostly a power blocker and doesn't fit into the predominantly zone schemes that are prevalent at the next level.
Flag waiting to happen, too.
Remember, they couldn't get guys out to the second level to block last year. The last thing they need is a fat guy with no speed who's going to fall all over himself.
Okay, put him on the board. Let me just do the last one. This Calvin Throckmorton. Sounds like a freaking British royal, doesn't he? Calvin, Calvin Throckmorton.
I was a guard at Oregon. I might be a big boy, but it's a position they gave me. Calvin Throckmorton.
Boy, I thought 6'4 was big. He's not. This guy's 6'5, so I guess even guards are bigger than they used to be. 6'5, Calvin Throckmorton, 6'5, 310. Strong points. He played across the line at Oregon and was effective everywhere he lined up. Throckmorton is a heady and instinctive lineman, something that came through in his reps on the inside, playing right guard and in a pitch center.
That's right. Think about the blocks before I actually
block. Here you go. Here's your guy.
He's it's position flexibility, right, Maz?
Absolutely, yeah. And again, I want someone who can play some center.
He shows a tremendous understanding of angles and does well recognizing and reacting to defensive line games up front. He's a technician who does a nice job with hand placement with some suddenness in his initial punch, and he shows the requisite toughness to grind inside. Weak points. First thing they say, what is his position? Question mark. That's not good. Throckmorton lacks ideal length and athleticism for the outside, and he will likely have issues anchoring against power on the inside. He's a waist bender.
He's just a waste.
Safety tip. This is not, well, you know, I don't know if you want to be a waist bender, Murray. That's all I'll say. What does that mean? He's a waist bender?
He doesn't bend his knees, Felga.
Like, that is just so stupid. Oh, these
He's
things.
Quick to give it up to the sisters in Shawshank, he is.
He's a waist bender. Who overachieved on the collegiate level but will likely be exposed much more often in the NFL. Too often he sets high and sacrifices the ability to anchor. He's not going to make many plays moving out into space where he has limited range on outside zone runs. All right, this guy sounds like a stiff, but put him on the board.
Fifth round. They got 12 picks in the last two rounds. Better being a waste bender than a waste product.
Look, the Felger-Maz big board. Does not predict greatness. It only predicts who they're taking.
The board knows.
This big waist-bending stiff is probably going to be a Patriot based on our track record. So put him on the board tomorrow. We'll do tackles. We'll do it from Maz's home tomorrow. He'll come up with something as we've got to adjust being these times such as they are.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.